riding animal. Well, riding animals are called...
Riding horses?
And the female is called...
You got a stallion and a mare. Funny, I couldn't think of the word. Mare, is that what you want?
Yes. And if you fell from a horse, you'd say, I fell.
I fell off. I don't know what else.
Would you say the same thing if during the night you rolled out of bed?
Fall.
The things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road.
Shoes.
What's the name of the outdoor game you play with them?
Horseshoes.
And the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes onto?
The hoofs. Hooves.
The male sheep is called?
Male sheep is a ram.
And the female sheep?
A ewe.
And what do you raise sheep for?
What do you raise what?
Sheep for.
Well, for their wool and also for their meat.
The name of a male hog?
Is that a barrel? I can't think. Barrel is something or other.
That's right. A barrel is a nail that's been opened.
Oh, is that it?
What's the name you use if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar?
Well, a boar is the word, yeah. That's the point. You didn't want him to grow up to be a boar? Did you castrate it? I don't know.
Is there any difference between a hog and a pig?
Well, I think of pigs as being more the young ones, smaller ones, and a hog as being big. I don't know whether that's a real difference or not.
And the stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristles.
Big teeth a hog has?
Big teeth? Oh. Not tusk. There's a word. Can't think what it is. I don't know. It isn't tusk, is it?
Well, tusk is one.
Yeah.
You might also say tushes.
Say what?
Tushes. What about the things that an elephant has?
Tusks.
And